Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, a.k.a. Pastor Fury, and I am blessed to be the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries innovating ways to help those in the shadows of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we look at a passage from the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for about 5 minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And today we read Genesis 33, Mark 4, Esther 9 and 10, and Romans 4. And in Mark 4, we see one of my favorite parables. It's one we call the parable of the sower. And I believe it to be one of the most helpful for those looking to grow in their obedience to God. And in this parable, we see three character types. We see the sower, the messenger, the preacher, the evangelist. We have the seed, the word of God or the gospel. And we have the soil, the receiver of the message. Now, we often think about finding the best preaching, looking for something engaging, powerful, impactful. But how often have we stopped and contemplated not the effectiveness of the preaching, but the effectiveness of our hearing? While many may receive the same rich, powerful truth of the gospel, not all will respond the same way. And we see those four broken down here in Mark chapter 4. So as we embark on month 2 of this year-long journey, here's some questions I propose that we ponder as we look to continue to prepare our hearing and ready our dirt, our heart, for the word of God. So one way we see responded there are hardened. There's a hardened type of dirt or soil. And it says that some seed fell along the path. So here's a question, if that may be you, if you may have become hardened, when's the last time you felt convicted when hearing a sermon or reading God's word? If that's you and you can't remember the last time, you possibly have become hardened to God's word. If you're listening to this and you sense that you're hardened, I will be praying for you and I implore you, you must be praying and ask God to soften your heart. Ask him to help you grow in humility and understanding your own needfulness of his corrective and challenging truth. Just hearing the word's not enough. You gotta be receiving it. But maybe you're the second part, the second kind, the shallow dirt, where it says other seed fell on rocky ground. If your soil might be shallow, here's a test that you can answer to determine that. Think about challenges you've accepted that you sensed were from God. Did they cause long-lasting change in your life? Or were they a simple seasonal thing or a phase of sorts? The difference can often be that we were just easily moved. We didn't slow down enough to meditate on that direction or truth being given. As we stew on it, as we chew on it, it gets down in us. I remember I had a roommate who was a tobacco chewer, and I decided one day, like a fool, I was going to try it. I had no experience with it. I didn't know what I was doing, and I put it in my mouth, and immediately it started going all around it, getting into my gums, and I was like, whoa, this is not what I expected, and I spit that nasty stuff out. But he knew how to handle it. He knew how to hold it in his mouth just right, and as he chewed it and held it longer, he got more and more of the nicotine that he was after deep down in him. Regarding God's word, if we celebrate for a moment and have that moment of impact, but then walk away without determining to chew on it further, we can look back and see a trail of moments we were passionate about, but not a trail of fruit. It's possible you have shallow soil. Slow down and let his truth get in you deep. Or maybe you're the third kind, the troubled dirt, I'd call it, where it says, and some fell among thorns. There's this seed that gets choked out by thorns, or those of us that look to let the truth get deep and change us, but trial comes, and we change course and reject the seed until a more opportune time. Luke 14, 27 and 28, Jesus tells us this, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Similar to the shallow ground, the question is, have you counted the cost yet of being a disciple? Don't believe the sweet tongues of preachers that convince you obedience to God is full of roses and rainbows. We follow a God who walked to death and then said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." When the word comes, we must be prepared that obedience to it will come with thorns. In that way, we become ready to make a stand and seek strengthening from the Father to persevere, just like Jesus did in the garden before he went to the cross. Have we counted the cost? And lastly, we want to all be that cultivated dirt, that cultivated soil where it says it fell into good ground. And it's possible, y'all, if we let Christ cultivate our soil, if we determine to be those set on being good dirt, we would hear, meditate, and obey. Missing any of those, we will fall into one of those other three categories. In this way, we will not deceive ourselves into thinking we are living life blessed by God, who calls us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, all of those that are listening right now desire to be good soil. I pray that you would meet us where we are and you would soften our hardened soil. You would cause us to slow down and let your seed go deep and take root and prepare us for the thorns that will come so that we can be those growing strong in you and producing much fruit for the sake of your name and your kingdom. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Well, y'all, you know the drill. Head on over to 5bythefire.org with comments. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.